Last year in March, I attended a wonderful event at John A. Logan College, the Illinois Native Plant Symposium. It was an all-day event, and it brought together many, many naturalists and scientists from all around the state of Illinois. And now let's hear from some of the people that attended the event, starting off with one of the vendors, Grace Kaler.
Now, we are here at the Illinois Plant Symposium, and briefly tell us about your business here. You are one of the big sponsors for that, so what's your business all about?
Yes, we are Piso Native Plant Nursery, and we grow native species, over 400 different native plant species, okay. Straight species. The reason why native plants are important is because they provide a wide variety of ecosystem services that cultivated more alien plants will not provide. So the native plants host certain herbivore insects that are important to the food chain and control soil erosion and provide biodiversity in ecosystems. So,
yes. Speaking of natives, I'm sure you're familiar with autumn olive, which is a shrub that quite a few years ago the state of Illinois thought it was good, so they planted it to give good cover for the birds. But I talked to an expert just a couple of weeks ago, and they said it's actually a very easy plant for predators to get up in there. So now they're trying to get rid of autumn olive. So any thoughts on that?
Sure. There are many invasive species. Autumn olive is one of them. And it takes sometimes 30, 40, 50 years for an alien plant to become an invasive species. So that's why we really need more of a balance with the natives so that they can fight off the invasives.
And one more question. Oh, where is your business located?
We are located in southeast DeKalb County. So we serve mainly the Chicago region, but we also support the Illinois Native Plant Society. And I went to school down here at SIU, so yeah, so any excuse to come back.
So is it safe to say, since you've been you went to school down here, you like the natural areas in southern Illinois? Any specific memories, your favorite places to hike or favorite sites in southern Illinois you'd like to talk about?
Sure, there's several of them. I remember Bellsmith Springs, which is absolutely gorgeous. Yesterday we were over at Crab Orchard, Fern Cliff, Pine Hills area. Yes. Yeah, so there's many, many, many gems.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for talking.
You're welcome.
I'm Michael Jeffords. I'm a retired professional scientist from the Illinois Natural History Survey.
All right, we are here at the Native Plant Symposium at John A. Logan College, and I'm with Dr. Michael Jeffords. You're about ready to give the keynote address. First of all, you've got a new book coming out. In fact, you're selling it today. It's called Exploring Illinois, A Field Guide to the Prairie State. That, by the way, also need to give a lot of credit to your wife, Susan Post. She was the co-author. Why did you guys write this book?
Well, Sue and I have been exploring Illinois. I've been exploring it for almost close to 60 years, and we've been exploring it together for almost 40 years. And over the time, we found some absolutely remarkable places in Illinois. And we thought it would be an interesting book to share. And this isn't the typical tourist guide, go to the park and let the kids play on a swing set and those sort of things. So there's some adventure associated with finding a lot of these places, and each place has a signature feature or features that we think people would like to see. A lot of the field guides you see, you'll see there's a bobcat on the cover or a cougar. Well, the chances of seeing those things are pretty slim, but the chances of seeing what we show in our book are extremely high.
Okay. You mentioned specific features. Could you think right here in southern Illinois, mention one or two natural areas that have a distinguishing flavor to them and why?
Okay. Well, I grew up in southern Illinois in Brookport, and okay. I've always been roaming the neighborhood, so to speak. But the Cache River State Natural Area is probably one of the, not only the best place in Illinois, the best place in the country. It's one of the most interesting places on earth, because we've traveled a lot and we've seen a lot of the world's signature places, and none of them, they're all equivalent to the Cache. So any visit to the Cache at any moment, you can see spectacular things.
I remember the first time I saw one of those ancient bald cypress trees, just amazing. And I believe John James Audubon, in his journal, it's almost a fact, first time he wrote about a ivory-billed woodpecker, which is extinct, was near the Cache River, I think.
Yeah, in the Field Guide to the Birds of Illinois by the Illinois State Museum, there's a record for the ivory bill near Ullin, Illinois, and I think around 1906, and that might be the last recorded record of the ivory bill in Illinois. But yes, Audubon wrote about the ivory bills in southern Illinois.
What event or events in your life as a youngster made you want to spend the rest of your life studying and preserving our natural world? Go back, maybe, was it when you were 8 years old when your parents took you fishing? Can you pin it down?
Oh, I know the moment. I was coming home from school and I was 9 years old, and I found a Cecropia moth sitting on a telephone pole on my way home from school, and I was just spellbound by this moth. And ever since then, I started collecting insects, you know, and I always wanted to be a scientist after that, and entomology, but the culture I grew up in didn't foster that sort of thing, so I ended up going to college, ended up going to medical school for 2 years, hated it, quit, and then went to the University of Illinois to study entomology, and entomology was the key to everything else.
And those were a couple of the people I interviewed at the Illinois Native Plant Symposium, which was held last year during the springtime at John A. Logan College. I'd like to thank Grace Kaler and Dr. Michael Jeffords for talking with us on the air. For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.